Sports betting boom leads to increase in problem gambling hotline calls. The organizations that run gambling addiction hotlines say the number of people making contact and using their services has soared in recent years, fueled by an increase in sports betting. They point to new technology and advertising as a reason for the rise in sports wagering. In 2018, the Supreme Court permitted sports betting, and since then 38 states have legalized sports wagering, with more than 30 states allowing mobile sports betting. Responsible gambling organizations in some states in the U.S., including Florida, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, have raised concerns that they have seen a significant rise in calls to problem gambling helplines. They believe the continued legalization of sports betting across North America has contributed to this situation. Quote, "We believe, nationwide, the rate and severity of gambling problems have increased across the United States since 2018. We have every reason to believe the growth of online sports betting is a major contributing factor to the increase in gambling problems." Keith White, Executive Director of the National Council on Problem Gambling. Ease of access and advertising contribute to the problem. Sportsbook companies like DraftKings and FanDuel say they are trying to address the issue of problem gambling and have put procedures in place to ensure those players at risk from gambling-related harm are flagged and given help. Additionally, sportsbook operators have responsible gaming programs set up to help vulnerable customers. Responsible gaming organizations state they feel the underlying problems are the easy availability of sports betting through apps on smartphones, as well as the amount of gambling advertisements that are targeted at sports bettors. Politicians want tax revenue to fund treatment and research. Some politicians in the U.S. believe more should be done to prevent problem gambling or to help those who are vulnerable to gambling-related harm. In January, the Democrat Party introduced a bill to the House that will legislate for 50% of the tax revenue from gambling on sports in the region to be used to fund the research and treatment of gambling addiction. Quote, "The federal government collected, last year, more than $8 billion in gambling tax revenue. Yet they don't put a single penny of those windfall profits back into the health system." Keith White, Executive Director of the National Council on Problem Gambling.